Chapter 15, The Great Expansion. The Five Pillars. The great expansion of the last two centuries was built on five pillars: land, population, fossil fuels, industrialization, and global trade. Together, they created the conditions under which perpetual economic expansion seemed not only possible, but inevitable. The first was land. The discovery and colonization of the Americas, Africa, Australia, and New Zealand opened vast territories for cultivation, extraction, and settlement. These lands were not empty. Indigenous peoples were displaced, enslaved, or killed. But from the perspective of the expanding European economy, they represented a new frontier of resources and opportunity. The second was population. Between 1800 and 2000, the global population grew from roughly 1 billion to 6 billion. More people meant more workers, consumers, and innovators. The demographic transition created a powerful tailwind for economic expansion. The third was fossil fuels. Coal, oil, and natural gas provided energy on a scale previously unimaginable. A barrel of oil contains energy equivalent to thousands of hours of human labor. Fossil fuels effectively multiplied the productive power available to civilization. The fourth was industrialization. Factories, machinery, division of labor, and the application of science to production produced enormous gains in productivity. Goods that had once been expensive and labor-intensive could be produced at unprecedented scale. The fifth was global trade. Railways, steamships, telegraphs, container ships, and eventually the internet reduced the cost of moving goods and information. Regions could specialize, trade with one another, and participate in increasingly integrated global markets. These pillars reinforced one another. Land supplied resources. Population supplied labor and demand. Fossil fuels supplied energy. Industrialization supplied technology. Trade connected everything into a global market. Together, they created a self-reinforcing cycle of expansion. The frontier. The frontier was more than a geographical boundary. It was an economic assumption. There was always more. For two centuries, when resources became scarce, there was often another territory to explore, another mineral deposit to discover, another market to open, or another source of energy to exploit. The American West embodied this mentality, as did European colonial expansion across Africa, Asia, Australia, and elsewhere. The colonial project was deeply rooted in exploitation, racism, and imperialism, but it also supplied raw materials, markets, land, and investment opportunities that fueled economic expansion. The frontier hid limits. When land became crowded, there was somewhere else to go. When resources became scarce, there was somewhere else to search. When markets became saturated, new ones could be opened. That era is largely over. There are still frontiers in science, technology, space, and the oceans. But they cannot provide the same economic release valve. We cannot simply move to another continent when resources are depleted or climate conditions deteriorate. The challenge has changed from finding more to using what we have more effectively. The demographic dividend. Population growth provided another powerful tailwind. For most of human history, high birth and death rates kept population growth relatively slow. The demographic transition changed this. Death rates fell through improvements in sanitation, public health, and medicine, while birth rates declined later. The result was a period in which the working age population grew faster than dependents, the demographic dividend. More workers increased production. More consumers increased demand. More people also meant more potential innovators and entrepreneurs. But the same transition eventually produces the opposite effect. Birth rates are now falling across much of the developed world and increasingly across developing economies. Populations are aging, and the ratio of workers to retirees is declining. The demographic tailwind is becoming a headwind. For two centuries, economic expansion benefited from becoming more numerous. The future will increasingly require becoming more productive. The fossil fuel revolution. The fossil fuel revolution was perhaps the most powerful of the five pillars. Before industrialization, economic activity depended largely on human and animal labor, along with energy from wind, water, and biomass. These sources imposed strict limits on the scale of production. Coal, oil, and natural gas broke through those limits. Fossil fuels provided concentrated energy that could power machines, factories, transport, agriculture, and eventually almost every part of the modern economy. The Industrial Revolution was therefore not simply a technological revolution, it was an energy revolution. But fossil fuels are finite, and their environmental costs are enormous. Their combustion releases carbon dioxide, driving climate change and contributing to a range of environmental pressures. The same energy abundance that enabled unprecedented productivity also created an ecological burden that cannot continue indefinitely. The lesson is not that energy must disappear. It is that future prosperity must increasingly come from using energy more efficiently and generating it more sustainably. The Industrial Revolution. Industrialization transformed productivity. The factory system concentrated workers and machines, allowing production to be organized around specialization, division of labor, and scale. The steam engine converted fossil fuels into mechanical power. Science and engineering then accelerated the development of new materials, processes, machines, and products. The result was a dramatic increase in productive capacity. But industrialization also created new forms of exploitation, inequality, pollution, and environmental damage. Its legacy is therefore mixed. It dramatically improved material living standards while also creating costs that were often ignored or externalized. The challenge now is not to abandon industrial productivity, but to retain its benefits while reducing its environmental and social costs. The Global Trade Revolution. Global trade completed the expansionary system. Railways, steamships, telegraphs, containerization, and digital communications dramatically reduced the cost of moving goods and information. This allowed regions to specialize and trade. Knowledge and technology spread more quickly. Production became increasingly global. The gains were enormous, but so were the vulnerabilities. An interconnected economy can transmit shocks quickly. A financial crisis, pandemic, war, or supply disruption in one region can affect economies everywhere. Global trade is also facing political and geopolitical pressures. Protectionism, nationalism, strategic competition, and supply chain concerns are challenging the assumption of ever deeper integration. The global system remains powerful, but it is also more fragile than its efficiency alone might suggest. The cycle of growth. The five pillars formed a reinforcing cycle. Resources to energy, to industrialization, to productivity, to wealth, to investment, to trade, to further expansion. Population growth supplied workers and consumers. Global trade expanded markets. New technologies increased productivity. Fossil fuels powered the system. The frontier supplied additional resources and opportunities. Growth generated more capacity for growth. But the conditions that sustain this cycle are changing. The frontier has largely closed. Population growth is slowing. Fossil fuels carry increasing environmental costs. Resources are more constrained. Global trade faces geopolitical friction. The cycle is not necessarily ending, but the assumptions that powered it are weakening. The limits of growth. The Great Expansion was an extraordinary achievement. It lifted billions of people out of poverty and transformed the material conditions of human life. But it was never unlimited. Land is finite. Resources are finite. Ecosystems have limits. The biosphere has a limited capacity to absorb waste. For much of the expansion, these constraints were difficult to see. New resources could be discovered, new land opened, and environmental costs pushed into the future. That is changing. Climate change is the most visible constraint, but it is not the only one. Biodiversity loss, freshwater depletion, ocean degradation, and land degradation all indicate increasing pressure on planetary systems. The constraints are also economic. Resource costs can rise. Demographic growth can slow. Productivity gains can weaken. And they are social. Persistent inequality can undermine trust and the stability of the social contract. The Great Expansion was therefore not a permanent condition. It was the product of a particular combination of circumstances that cannot simply be reproduced. The implications for the financial system. The Great Expansion shaped modern finance. Bonds, mortgages, pensions, corporate investment, and other financial arrangements developed within an environment in which tomorrow was generally expected to be larger than today. The financial system also helped create that growth. It channeled savings into investment, distributed risk, provided liquidity, and allowed capital to be deployed at enormous scale. Finance was therefore both beneficiary and driver of the expansion. But the relationship becomes more difficult when growth slows. A financial system, built around assumptions of continual expansion, must adapt when those assumptions become less reliable. It needs ways to generate sustainable returns, manage risk, and finance investment without requiring the economy to become permanently larger. That is the problem addressed by the productivity bond. Rather than tying financial returns to perpetual economic expansion, it links them to productivity, to how effectively the economy uses its resources. The Great Expansion taught us how powerful growth can be when land, population, energy, technology, and trade all reinforce one another. The next challenge is different. We must learn how to create prosperity when those conditions no longer guarantee that tomorrow will be larger than today.